Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And verse 11. Matthew chapter 13, from verses 10 and 11. And the disciples came and said unto him, unto Jesus, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, because it has been given to you. It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it has not been given. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to start sharing a new series that I've titled Unveiling the Mysteries of the Kingdom of God, or Unveiling of the Mysteries of the Kingdom. Hallelujah. Please have your seats. Thank you, House of Judah. Now, this is going to be, I don't know, if I don't get tired, I'm going to take it as for a few sessions, maybe three or four. The goal is not to run through everything, but to give you a framework where you can operate from. Am I very clear at your end? I don't know. I can't. Seems to be, maybe it's a Nigerian thing. I don't know. Something with this part of the world where I'm standing. This small conclave that is bluish. Now, before Jesus made this statement, and I want you to please pay attention, he had just shared a particular parable, which was the parable of the sower and the seeds. Huh? Please pay attention. My expectation is that if Jesus will come all this distance to teach the word, what is it suggestive that is somewhere in his mind he doesn't want people to understand? Are you with me now? Why would Jesus come all this distance and teach and teach and teach? And he would teach using models that seem as though they were simple but not simplistic. It was something like, I heard you, but I need to hear you. People heard what he said. They heard when Jesus said, the sower went out to sow. But they didn't understand the implication of that particular story. Which again suggests to me that out of 5,000 people or 3,000 people who came for that service that day, only about 12. Now, find me the percentage. 12 over, say, 5,000. Divided by 100. Let's look at the percentage of people who became concerned that peradventure we have just lost the message. It wasn't recorded. 7.2%. 0.2% on an attendance of what? 5,000. And Jesus had more. 0.2% became concerned that, sir, everything you have been saying, we don't understand. Then somebody even came and said, sir, why can't you just teach us the word? Explain it. Your goal is to help us appreciate it. I am telling you the reason why people are in church, but they still go to club. And they think they are being current. You are being trendy. This December now is the time for people to go to beach, to go and waste their lives away. It's time for people to to go and do things and dance to satanic music that have been offered on Satan's altar in the name of his Christmas. The Jesus that is not in your heart. Which explains why you can go to a club, end of year party in your office at the club or at the beach to go and celebrate the Jesus that is not in your faith that has not taken anything from the world from you. Because people think Jesus is like the Baba in their village that you only consult when you have a problem. Our faith is for living. We live. It's to make us live in a particular way. Whatever we find on that path, good or bad, we have made a decision to follow him. If somebody got married and then the partner dies, you bury your partner, you'll be given time to grieve, then you pick your Bible, you move again. Say amen. If you marry again and the same thing happens, we will lift up our hands to God and we will give him glory for that opportunity. Then we will give you time to grieve and then you will pick your Bible and we walk again. Our faith is not just for living, it's also for dying. And if you don't understand these things that Jesus called mysteries, the disciples called them parables. Jesus called them mysteries. That means they are not even parables. They are coded. Only those to whom it has been given will see through the stories and unlock the mysteries. I don't know if somebody is here now. Are you feeling me this morning? He said unto you, I speak to them in parables because I know many of the people out of these 5,000, they are not mine. I can't make eba with them because they are not, the water is not hot enough. I cannot drink gari with them because the water is cold. You understand? Nobody enjoys drinking gari with lukewarm water. You keep your gari, man. I'm just fine. I thought you wanted... No, I'm fine. I want to drink gari, but it's not like this. There's a way you can drink gari like a rich man. You understand? You are drinking gari, but it's like a rich man. Because the water is cold. Very cheap. And then you have granite. And you have some other things. Oh, this one, 50 naira. This 100 naira. This one, at the end of the day, it is 300 naira. But when you finish, you say, yes. You don't need to be a rich man to enjoy life. Oh. Just get gari with cold water. If you even have ice block. So there's something to celebrate at every level. You put ice block inside. Oh my God. I'll go and try that one. My people are awake now. You see, people are innovative. Jesus was telling us here that the way of the kingdom is open to all, but not everybody will find the path. That if you don't understand why God said certain things should be done, if you don't understand, somebody will come tomorrow and tell you, why are you doing this thing? Why are you not doing this thing? Why are you doing that? Why are you not doing like that? And your faith will begin to dance to and fro. That is why when a man begins to grow to the place of maturity, one of the elements that God said we should look for is that man will not be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. There are not people that won't come to church because they have pastor travel to San Francisco. Pastor travel, travel for himself. Me, I'm showing up in church. The Bible didn't say we should gather to the pastor. It said we should, the gathering shall be unto the Lord. Mysteries of the kingdom. There are things that are coded about the kingdom of our God that God is bringing to earth. Because God does not want unworthy people to find it, so he encrypts it. There are areas in IT, and not everybody knows it, where you can decrypt an encrypted data. There are people who cannot take a laptop, use all the password in this world. They will use something and they will unlock that password, unlock that phone, sign in, send email on your behalf. Maybe there's a lady you are trying to tell that you love, but you are always shy. They will use your WhatsApp and tell her, I don't know how to tell you. I've been thinking about it. Now I want to tell you, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. I love you. I want to marry you. Only for you to come back and see what is the meaning of this. Kunle, Femi, why you can't even to say. Then you two are like, ha. Say, is it not your phone? Say, Pastor, look, I say, is that Femi, brother, Femi? Jesus is telling us the access we have to the life of God, to the power of God, is directly proportional to the mysteries of his kingdom. The planet where he came from, the realm where God operates from, that we are able to unlock. If not, we, God forbid, could be among the 5,000, 10,000 that came for that crusade and waited for money tonight. At the end of the day, Jesus said, it is not given to you, it is given to her. Jesus took offering, no? He will collect the offering. But it was the disciples he told that the mysteries of the kingdom are not given to this one. If peradventure you are there and you didn't understand anything, it's because it was not given to you. Not because you will not have understood. The key that it has been given is understanding. Come on, say, I hear you. The key that it has been given is what? Understanding. He said, look at it. He said, because it has been given to you, the reason why you are even concerned in the first place. This prayer, this fasting, this whatever, why am I not seeing the result? Oh, why am I getting this kind of result? It's because that atmosphere has been open to you. The day that thing is locked, you'll just be jamming San Francisco. I'm telling you. This is what makes Christianity lose color. And many are not able to come and say, we want to know your God. Because people don't even know what it means to have the power of answered prayers. That you're in your office. And people know that if you have a problem, go to Ebenezer during break. And can I tell you, this thing has nothing to do with being a pastor. It has everything to do with unlocking mysteries. You may be a pastor and be a spiritual slave. It has everything to do with unlocking mysteries. It has everything to do that thing has been given to you and you have found it. So when thou hast found it, he said, look at what the proverb said. He said, the expectation of the righteous will not be cut off, but that is because he found something. That's the role of wisdom. That's why we can't live anyhow. That's why we try to shy away from crowd effect and crowd impact. Yeah, you know yourself that on your own you are fine. But every time you are in the midst of multitude who want to do evil, you really don't have a loud voice. You just find that you follow them to San Francisco. In the name of end of year party, after fasting for 14 days, you will join them and be drinking, smell of drinking. Then you change you drink tea, the color of the thing changes. You are not even sure if it's smell of or the other one. They say it's just 10%. Just. If you see just, if somebody tell you just, you are in trouble already. The moment they are telling you it's just. Run. Don't look back. Don't pray. Run. Say it's just. Just one night. Just a little sin. God will forgive. You are banking your hope on forgiveness on something you have no guarantee on. The disciples heard him, but they didn't understand. And yet Jesus said it had been given to them. It was not given to the others. What was it that Jesus meant when he said it has been given to you and not given to them? I don't know if you're with me, sir. What is it that Jesus meant when he said, because it has been given to you but not given to them? Later, this same Peter and his friends who raised this particular matter before God in Acts chapter 2, just few weeks after Peter sinned against God. the same Peter will stand up and say, this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. That in the last days I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. And I'm imagining the way Peter is preaching that day. Under the influence of the spirit. Because that which was given is the Holy Ghost. Come on, the Holy Ghost. That which he said has been given was not just a truth, was the key to unlocking all mysteries. The Holy Ghost. This is that which was given. This is that which was spoken. Lembarak, and I can imagine Peter preaching and speaking in tongues at the same time. Now in the last day, thou power my spirit upon all flesh. And my sons and daughters will prophesy. And my young men, we have visions. And my old men, we dream dreams. This prophecy, this day, this is fulfilling your ears. Come and, you know, he was just preaching and led, how many people? 3,000 to Christ. One message. I read that message. The message is not sweet. That message that Peter preached that day, that message is not, it can't win one person today. But when the Holy Ghost sits on it, when the Holy Ghost sits on your words, when the Holy Ghost breathes upon that which you are doing, the mysteries unlock and it begins to penetrate into the hearts of people. Mysteries are very important. See, unto you it has been given. Unto you it has been given. There are many that are in church. They come every day. They share posters of apostles and prophets everywhere. On WhatsApp. On Facebook. They like it. Liking a man's post will not give you his anointing. The anointing we got in the place of prayer cannot be gotten by liking or sharing. If we fasted 21 days for it, liking the flyer will not transfer it because it will be unfair of God. So me too, I should be looking for where I will like somebody's post. Let's all be looking for somebody's post we will like. Let it sink. If you want a shortcut, I will tell you that, but it's not today. I know people like shortcut. Just the same way many come to church today, and they've been in church for years, and they still consider God a mystery. So when they are praying, you'll be hearing, our mysterious God, our holy God, our great God. But they are saying it from a point of, oh, well, I don't serve who you be. I'm confused. But we know that you are the great God. They are not saying it out of revelation. They are saying it out of confusion. The mysterious God, our God, 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 God. When you finish speaking your French, you pick that Bible and let's study. Changing God to God will not solve the problem that we are having here. You have a major problem. That problem is that the mysteries of God's realm are locked against you. And this has nothing to do with where your local government is. It doesn't have to do with if you sat in front. It has to do with whether it has been given. And for it to be given, we must address the posture of your heart. Are you with me now? So you need to, this is a message you will need to listen to again. And let me tell you, in case you think that God is not fair, I want to read Isaiah 45:15. If you are walking on the street and you found a bag filled with 18 karat gold, like 20 pieces, just on the, and then I put your name, a special gift to my sweetheart. Then I put your name. Who is this mystery man that chooses to propose by giving me a bag filled with 18 karat gold? You already have your answer. It's yes. You will not tell the pastor that the guy brought 18 karat gold. You will just say, Pastor, I just feel peace in my heart. I just feel this, the Lord. You know, somewhere in my heart, it's a connection. Bring out that thing in your bag. Let's share it. So that I can also feel the connection. Because you are the only one feeling this thing. I'm not feeling. Me, I'm still like, kabaraba. He said, don't pray. Tell her to bring what is in that bag outside. I said, okay, share it. Okay, so what's his name? Say, Femi. Yeah, I have a witness also in my spirit. Yeah, where is he? Say, where is he? Say, he just got back from Canada. Tell him to come. Tell him to come. And I say, I'm feeling a witness in my spirit. Ah, there's an agreement. Because we have shared something. Even if it is, you took 60 and you gave me 40 as your pastor, I will, from there, I will not go. I will go to Malama and change the thing. Give me Naira, don't worry. Amen. Praise God. Why is the bag of gold? I mean, you see, I've got a new wedding ring. After how many years? 3 years, have you? The one that I was using, after I managed to remove the thing, because I was even feeling concerned that they will have to cut the finger off because the thing refused to come out again. By the time I managed to fast, I shrank and removed the thing. I said, take. It's not in the Bible that we should even be joining people with wedding rings. It's not in the Bible. It's part of the thing we added. Huh? It is the word of God we use to join people, not wedding ring. But for whatever it's worth, two people want to spend money, let's buy a ring. Do you know that we took the ring to Abuja to sell? We sold it above the value we bought it. Then I said, okay, I need a new one. Say, add 800 naira. So if you find gold like this and you in a bag, you should be surprised. Because that which has value cannot be found on the street. Are you with me? That which has what? Value. If you find it on the street, you should be afraid. Look at this. For verily, thou art a God that what? Hides yourself. Oh God of Israel. He told us the God he was talking about. That God relishes in hiding himself. So when you pray and you are thinking you've prayed 30 minutes, you are not breaking through. God is hiding himself. He's beckoning to you. Can you come 10 more minutes? Can you come 15 more minutes? You are the God that hided yourself. Oh God of Israel, the Savior. You want to know him as the God of Israel. Do you know the God of Israel? The God of Israel is the one that can use praise and worship to bury entire armies. The God of Israel is the one that can tell Samuel to tell the people to go into the battleground and no one will die. Is the God of Israel that can tell Moses to raise his two hands and people will be dying. They will be dying. And they will not lose one. Is the God of Israel that can tell Moses, stretch your rod over the sea. And he parts it, mind-breaking miracles that cannot be explained that we have not seen again since then. That's the God of Israel. And yet this God chooses to under the anointing. Had a 21-hour vision. And yet they could not sustain the experience. Meanwhile, some other person just sat down with his Bible, was reading it, and made progress. Do you understand what I just said? I said, no matter what you saw on the way of Damascus, if that thing will mean anything, you will go back and pray. So you can imagine the kind of prayer Paul is praying. Somebody woke up the day before thinking that everything he did for God was accurate. And all of a sudden, he is now faced with new realities. That I've been doing the wrong thing. I've made a mistake. I've killed people. I've shed blood. I thought I was working for God. So you can see Paul on his knees. And he's singing. And he's praying. And he's saying, have mercy on us, oh God. In your kindness, we will see your face. Again, that is the cry of one that is searching. This key of a divine side, having a heart that searches and pants after God, it is a key requirement to unlocking it. It is one of the key mysteries of the kingdom. It was that prayer he was doing. I will not send angel. He went to Ananias himself. I have a new servant, our new recruit. This is his address. He didn't get it on Google. Jesus brought the address to him. God can be that accurate. God can be that. He can be as accurate as to tell you that's your wife. He can be as accurate as to tell you that's your husband. He can be as accurate as to tell you, don't go to Canada. Go to, he will now mention one other, go to Finland and then mention the street. And when you go on Google, you will see it. Yeah, it can be that direct. I know you don't believe it. You believe in general prophecies. God can be that direct. He said, go and look for him. He said, for behold his prayer. That means it was the prayer that beckoned on the Lord to show up. Because he is praying. Give me the next verse. And he has already seen in his vision, while praying, you see, many times when we pray for other things. Paul was using his own prayer to channel visions. Are you with me now? This man just got born again. I don't be distracted. Are you with me now? He was using his prayer to chat. He said, while praying, he has already seen you, a man named Ananias. That means the Lord already revealed himself to Paul. And now he wants to complete the other end of that transaction. He said, he has seen you coming in and lay your hands on him that he might receive the sight. This matter of having a heart that yearns after God is very foundational to anything you will amount to in your life for God. And I want you to please get this. Most of the people who came to Jesus, most of the people who came and they sat in front and they were, oh, blessed are you, blessed is the woman that gave you suck, and all those praise singers, didn't understand the heart of Jesus. One day Jesus was teaching and he said, my meat is to do the will of him that has sent me. You cannot know a man until you have known his heart for God. You cannot claim to have known somebody until you have known his heart for God. Before you say, oh, I love him, I want to marry him, what is his heart for God? Because the heart of a man, that's the location, that's where he's taking you to. That's the location. You will never go beyond the heart of a man. That is the measure of a man. The heart of a man, that is the measure of that man. Come on, say, I won't be an outsider. Come on, declare it. I won't be an outsider. I'm going to press for the heart of God. I'm going to yearn for the heart of God. You see, there is a search for God. There's a way we can yearn and search for God. You know, because scripture says he's the God that hides himself. There's a way we can search for God in a way that it helps us to finish strong. Are you with me? Huh? There's a way we can search for God that by the time we are done on earth, we will be too happy to go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Aha. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8 to 10. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 8 to 10. Are you getting blessed? Now, you should, this kind of message you should listen to when you are fasting. Yet doubtless, I count all things. This is the same Paul that was on the road of Damascus. Look at the transition. This transition was not the work of Peter. It was the work of one man, one woman, following the Lord every day. Slow steps, but sure steps. Slow steps. People say, you need to hurry up. No, slow but sure. Slow but sure. And the man journeyed, overtook everybody that came to Christ before him. And look at what he said. He said, yet doubtless, I count everything in my life as dung for the excellency of what? The knowledge of Christ Jesus, who? My Lord. So Paul took everything in his life that would have made any difference. He took his law degree, took his PhD, took his marriage, took his personal life, took his career, took everything and put it on a scale. Then he put the revelation of the knowledge of Christ, put it on the other scale, and it overweighed it. He said, this one is not good. This is panda. There's something we call panda. If you go to my people in Lagos Island, you ask them. This one is panda. It looks good. His certificate is good. And you need it. Say amen. But it's what? It's loss. It will not add anything to this visa. It will not add anything to what you are looking for. It will not add anything. It may be useful for your Lord, when he finally has a hold on you, he may decide to use the certificate. He may also decide not to use the certificate. He said, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. This is a man who said he suffers loss because he knows God. Meanwhile, many of us want to win the world and win Christ. We say we want the church to be very exciting so that unbelievers can come. Only for the unbelievers to come, and then we couldn't recognize the church again. How can we... singing a song that you go to the album, to the studio, you know, doesn't mean, and you put Jesus there, doesn't mean it's a Christian song. Many of the songs, people are just looking for smart ways to blow. You understand what I'm saying? Smart ways. And that's why it's very difficult for me to listen to Nigerian Christian songs. Number one, most of them lack depth. Initially, years ago, we would stand in front of flowers and be dancing. And then the camera would just, one-way camera, just catch, we were dancing in front of flowers. Then we migrated. And we went to Yuppie. But when you look at some of the songs, they are not even scriptural. This song that we were singing just now, "You are Yahweh, Alpha," somebody can sing it and you'll be angry. Because it is when the person begins to sing, you now realize that the life of God is not flowing with what the person is saying. So the person needs to modulate and mix and mix and mix the Holy Ghost out of it. Whatever you are doing, your heart and pursuit of God will flow into it. You can be in a relationship, and before you start, the guy already knows that you can't have sex with him. He knows. Because he has seen your posture. He has seen your body. He won't want to disappoint you. He will just park away. But you went to watch a film. The film has not even gotten to the 30th minute. You are already holding him. You are putting your head on his shoulder. You are doing that because you want to remember that you went to watch film. The guy already knows you have no standard. I'm just passing by. Psalm 42, 1 to 3. Am I saying you should not sit down beside each other after he has paid? Paid 4,000. He even bought popcorn. It's not even cheap. It's not cheap again. Is it 1,000? Don't let me tell you one story. Today is not for story. Let's just hear the word. We even bought minerals, not cocoa, minerals. I'm not saying those things are not good. I'm just telling you that you've already sent a quiet message that the lines are blurry. So you will spend time playing catch up. No. And in the school of men, no means yes. One day I'll come and tell people, things I learned on the streets. But that day, not everybody will answer. You won't quote me. Things we learn on the street. So that's one of it. As the heart, what? Pant! A heart yearning for God. When God looks at you in the spirit realm, I want you. I want you, God. That's what brings you to prayer. That's why where we got groaning in the spirit from. God said, "This boy, don't come and die here. I want you, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. I want to know you. I want to be made conformable unto your death. Find a use for my life. Find a reason to use me. If you can use anything, use me. If you can use a broken soul, use me. If you can use a man that has failed before, use me. I have no name. I have no family. Use me. I'm available. Pantina, Pantina, Pantina. After the water brooks, where shall I stand? Before shall I make her? Where shall I be satisfied in my search for him? This is a primary mystery. A heart panting. You are not in trouble yet until when you get to a point where your heart is no more yearning. You are becoming satisfied. I'm not talking about sin. Forget about sin. Let's address the panting first. If you address the panting of your soul, the longing of your soul, sin will go down. The problem is that we are trying to overcome sin by focusing on sin. You should overcome sin by looking at the righteousness of God. Come on, say amen. He said, so my soul pants after you, oh God. Verse 2. Oh, balika tabarande setalia. My soul is thirsty for God. He didn't say my spirit. He said my soul is thirsty. My emotions are yearning for you. My will wants to choose you. My intellect is filled with knowledge of you. My subconscious mind, even in my dreams, I dream, I find myself with you. Oh my God. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said my soul, the spirit is not usually the problem. It is the soul. But you can train your soul to begin to develop taste buds for new things. Say, when shall I come and appear before God? Some people have a problem with coming to church. They say the place is far. You have not gotten here. You have not gotten here. If they told you that the only place in the city of Lagos where you can get clean water is in Maryland, and you live in Aja, please, I'm just asking, will you find your way to Maryland? It's not far. But if you go, you will get what you get. You don't mind. Then you come with jerrycan. You will borrow vessels. You will ask that your neighbor that has that drum. He said, borrow me that. You will get a bus, a big truck. We want to go to Shiloh. We are going to Shiloh. Amen. We are going to collect enough anointing. We are going for clean water. Listen, until your test for God and your desire for God rubbishes the amount that you are going to spend. As long as money is still a benchmark, you have not touched certain things. Because Paul came and he said to us, all those things, I have counted them as loss for the excellency that I will win Christ, for the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I know there are people around me, but not everybody knows Jesus. So the exchange rate for that knowledge is loss. The exchange rate for the knowledge of God is what? It's loss. Something must be given for that which I'm asking for. Something must be given, but you can't have both. Come on, say amen. Oh, you can't have both. This is the law of a divine search. This is the first key I'm giving to you. No pastor will do it for you. This one, everybody will determine the extent of his search. So that when you get to a certain level in your walk with God, who you marry is not a subject of desire again. You have become such of great use to God that the heavens are now interested in who is worthy to be your husband. It's not a question of me trying to hear God. The potential has been discovered. We now want to... No. Michael, go and sit down. No. Tunde, go and sit. Go and join choir. You go and join prayer team. We are searching. Say, my father, he said, don't pray, I'm searching. God said, it's not only God who asks you to search. Even God is searching. Say, for I sought for a man. He said, I sought for a man. The law of divine search is the first law of the realm of the spirit. there is always room for more. And God is always searching. God is always searching. Who he finds depends on you. Who he finds doesn't depend on him. Your posture, your decision, your heart position, your desire to long for him. We have found one man. I have found David. They were searching. That was why they found. They were searching. It is not God who determines who is found. It is you. Have you got called? I know he's a fornicator. I know she did abortion. Yeah. I have found David, my servant. Did Saul kill any of his right hand men? Huh? Did Saul kill any of his right hand men? Did David kill his right hand man? Did he marry the wife? Did he impregnate her? No conscience. I have found David, my. Ask him. On that day, you'll be shocked. When God comes to settle this matter, those things you say, I know she did abortion. They will not talk about it. Father of faith, Abraham, the man of God, the man of faith, impregnated one woman once. Could not impregnate his wife at home. Healing people outside. Could not solve his wife's problem. The conflict that the anointing creates. When you are able to lay your hands on somebody and the person is healed and you yourself, you are trusting God. A lady that I met recently started joining our online meetings. Just for about 2 weeks now. Then she sent me a testimony 2 days ago. In the middle of the night, she was trusting God for a job. She needed to leave her office and she was being paid, I don't know, some very small amount of money. It's an NGO. I'm not finished this message. Who you call? I'll leave it. And she said, she found somebody that people say is very toxic to work with. And I told her, take the job. Me, I like working with toxic people. Because it keeps me on my toes. My brain will correct. You won't go to work late. Because you know she will be shred you from the door. Let everybody know his job. Not all this parable. We are just gathering ourselves together. Sit down. You are not making progress. Gossiping. Let everybody face his work. Do your work. Have you sent that report? Why? Start shouting. I like this one. Let's shout. So I let everybody do his work. Let's know those who should not be here. And the lady said, I told her that I didn't know that she pays so amount. I now gave her a lesser amount. I told her that I can take 100,000. I said it will take God. Because you've already told her in the meeting that you can take 100,000. Only for you to learn that those who worked there last were earning by far higher than that. I said only God can reverse that thing. Because you've committed. And it's even profitable for the woman. And she went into the place of prayer. She joined us. She sent me the testimony and said, Pastor, the woman was herself. She called me and said, I don't want you to earn less than 100,000. So I'm going to increase your salary to this amount so that once they take the tax, you still have something way above 100,000. She said, Pastor, you told me that only God can change it, and God changed it. The mystery of a divine search, of a heart following. You are not far away because you live far. You are far away because your heart is far. The distance from the heavens and the earth is the state of your heart. Heaven is not far. God is not far. But how far is your heart from him? The mystery of a divine search. It is not only man that should search. Even God is searching. He said, if you seek for me early, you will find me. So if you seek for me early, you will find me. That means there is a time that it can be found. And there is a time that is too late. There is a time that is too late. If you seek for me early, you will find me. Bow your heads and talk to God in the way that you understand. Talk to him in the way that you understand. The mystery of a divine search. I will search for you. I will long for you. I will pant after you. I will not let anything tamper with my quest in the knowledge of Jesus. I will not let anything take away my feelings and my emotions and my resolve and my determination to run after you. Can you open your mouth for 1 minute and just ask the Lord?